I believe it did, sir. Does the ferule stand, sir?
Well enough. But art thou not also the undertaker?
Aye, sir. I patched up this thing here as a coffin for Queequeg, but they've set me now to turning it into something else.
Then tell me, art thou not an errant, all-grasping, intermeddling, monopolizing, heathenish old scamp, to be one day making legs, and the next day coffins to clap them in, and yet again life-boys out of those same coffins? Thou art as unprincipled as the gods, and as much of a jack of all trades.
But I do not mean anything, sir. I do as I do.
The gods again. Hark ye! Dost thou not ever sing working about a coffin? The Titans, they say, hummed snatches when chipping out the craters for volcanoes, and the grave-digger in the play sings, spade in hand. Dost thou never?
Sing, sir. Do I sing? Oh, I'm indifferent enough, sir, for that. But the reason why the grave-digger made music must have been because there was none in his spade, sir. But the caulking mallet is full of it. Hark to it.
Aye, and that's because the lid there's a sounding-board. And what in all things makes the sounding-board is this. There's naught beneath.